Bring your awareness to the back of your head and allow it to deepen through the layers of the connective tissues into the fluid layer of the cerebral spinal fluid, and in particular into the cisterna magna, the waterbed under and around the cerebellum. Imagine that you're a small fish and that you can swim around this space. And as you do, notice how spacious it feels. Notice how potent it is. Then swimming towards the median apertures, enter into the fourth ventricle, which lies at the back of the brainstem. This is a diamond-shaped structure. How does it feel in here? Again, what's the sense of spaciousness, and potency, and flow? Below you is the central canal of the spinal cord. And above you are the upper ventricles. Swim up through the aperture above you, through the fluid-filled canal that connects the fourth ventricle to the third ventricle. And then enter the third ventricle, which is a flat, disc-like shape. Have a swim around in the third ventricle. This is the very center of the brain and has a unique potency. How does it feel being here? Stay for a while. Swimming around. Noticing the hypothalamus down towards the floor of the third ventricle. Notice the pineal gland at the back wall. Before swimming upwards into the lateral ventricles through small apertures. Let's swim to the right first. And as you enter the lateral ventricle, these are much bigger spaces, large volumes at the center of each hemisphere. Swim along the sausage-shaped structure to the horns at the end as they project into the occipital lobe. And then swim around into the projection into the temporal lobe. And let's swim back down the length of the ventricle. And as you swim back, notice the choroid plexi. These are the filter beds for producing cerebral spinal fluid. Swimming through the apertures, enter into the left lateral ventricle. And do the same again, swimming along the length, and round the corner into the temporal lobe extension. Does this ventricle feel different than the right ventricle? Is there a greater sense of potency and connection here? If you stay with an awareness connection to these ventricles, there's a natural potentization takes place, which affects all the structures around the ventricle. So the limbic system underneath and the cerebrum above. Now swimming down the length of the ventricle and exiting back into the third ventricle. Swim your way down back into the fourth ventricle through the narrow apertures. And as you swim, notice how each ventricle feels. Notice the unique potency expressions for each ventricle. And once you get to the fourth ventricle, start swimming down the central canal of the spinal cord. How does that feel? Down the whole length of it, until you come into the lumbar part of the spine and you enter into the lumbar sacral enlargement into the waterbed here. This is the end of the spinal cord proper. The spinal cord splits into all its fiber tracts and looks like a horse's tail. There's a large collection of cerebral spinal fluid here. So swim around this whole area from the upper lumbars down into the sacrum. All the way down to S2, where the subdural space finishes. Now turn around and swim back up through the length of the spinal cord, but this time in the subdural space around the cord. Notice how cerebral spinal fluid is here. Working your way up to the top of the spinal cord and into the cranial subdural space. Swimming in any direction you wish, around the surface of the brain, in the cerebral spinal fluid that bathes the brain. How does this feel different from the internal ventricular spaces? Finally, coming to rest in the cisterna magna where you began the journey.